This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, we check in with Lee Milky, whose guest this week is High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies.
Lucas, we got another month's worth of data last week on July dairy product commercial disappearance. What are the highlights?
Yeah, commercial disappearance, unfortunately, from back in July, but it really completes the picture of all the pieces of data that we get in a month. On cheese, still continuing to see really strong disappearance overall. It was the third consecutive month of higher disappearance as consumers continue to flock to grocery stores and purchase cheese. We also are seeing cheese move into food service and, of course, into the USDA Farmers to Families Food Box program that continues to drive cheese prices to higher levels. We saw cheese prices run up pretty sharply so far this month in a record-wide block barrel spread. In butter, a little bit lower disappearance versus prior year. That's contrary to butter trends since the beginning of the pandemic. I think different shifts in consumer behavior into the summer, maybe a little bit less cooking at home. Consumers maybe stocked up a little bit on butter into the early summer months there and just seeing a slight dip. Plenty of butter in storage still. We saw decent production as well in the most recent numbers. Not really expecting any strong upticks in the butter price through the remainder of the year with plenty of product available. And then on the non-fat dry milk side, kind of a pretty interesting market. We've been pretty range-bound from a price perspective in recent weeks. Exports very strong, driven by Southeast Asia, even as Mexico remains a little bit more subdued. Unfortunately, a big collapse in domestic demand on non-fat into July. I think food trends, consumer trends driving that, and also the higher availability of more reasonably priced raw milk. We don't need as much non-fat for the cheese vats. And center store, maybe non-fat dry milk, heavy foods, a little bit less in demand as well, causing lower demand. Interesting trends overall on dry whey. Exports continue to drive that disappearance, even if domestic demand remains lower.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
As we reported late last week, a second round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program starts today. USDA Radio's Rod Bain provides us the details.
Eligible producers can sign up for the latest round of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program.
My administration is committing additional relief to help farmers.
President Donald Trump Thursday in Wisconsin making the announcement of an additional $14 billion for ag producers facing market disruptions and associated costs related to COVID-19. Much of that in direct payments. Also, more commodities are eligible under CFAP too. Something Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue told the National Farmers Union recently, USDA has been working on based on producer input.
This is an example of government working for the people. We asked for your input, and we listened, and we updated the program based on the comments that we received.
Sign up will run through December 11th. More details on CFAP 2 at farmers.gov/CFAP.
Also, USDA has chosen suppliers for the third round of a food box program that aims to help farmers, distributors, and families in need.
USDA is partnering with national, regional, and local suppliers whose workforce have been impacted by the closure of the restaurants, hotels, and other food service businesses. These partnerships are purchasing product and boxing it up to give families in need.
That's Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue.
I've traveled around the country over the past few months to see firsthand this program in action, helping people who've fallen on hard times.
USDA recently added $1 billion to the program for a total of $4 billion. More details available online at the Farmers to Family Food Box Program website.
Let's say you're presented a stock which yields a guaranteed 82% return. You'd put your money in it, right? That magical stock is called Farm Radio, and for our advertisers, it is pure gold. 82% of farmers listen to their trusted farm radio station at least 4 days a week. The moral of the story? Farm radio pays dividends, and both the listener and the advertiser lived happily ever after. This message brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.